Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 3rd of February 2026. Today's topic is Be Built Up. Our text is taken from Acts chapter 20, verse 31 to 34. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Verse 34. Yea, yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Key verse, Acts chapter 20, verse 32a. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Some children give their lives to Jesus every fellowship day. That means they repent from their sins today, go back to sin in the next moment, and come back to repent the following fellowship day. Yet, repentance and salvation form the foundation of our spiritual life. A builder who keeps destroying the foundation of the building he wants to construct and laying a new foundation again and again will never complete such a building. We are expected to build on the foundation of our salvation and allow God, through his word and grace, to build us up till we are complete in Christ. We make Jesus unhappy when we do not grow up spiritually. Just like a newborn baby who does not grow properly makes the mother and the whole family sad. Our Bible passage tells us that three entities aid our spiritual growth. 1. God, 2. The Word of God, and 3. His grace. We are expected to grow in the knowledge of and in obedience to God, his Word, and in his grace. Our thirst for the presence of God and his word must grow daily. We must hunger and thirst for righteousness and holiness. God builds you up through the word by his grace and wishes to give you an inheritance among all the saints. You must drink out of the sincere milk of the word of God you hear and read. The sustaining grace of God, the prayer and the teachings of your godly teachers are spiritual food which you should eat to grow spiritually. Make up your mind today that God helping you, by his grace and through your personal prayer, watchfulness and righteous living, you will bring joy to the Lord Jesus, your Savior, as you grow in him. Prayer for today. Lord, as I give my life to you, help me to allow your word and grace to keep me from all sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, 1 Peter 2, 2. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.